知行如旅。Listen and share.
Night shift. 夜班。Things started as planned on that Monday. I did my rounds, and I was just enjoying working at night. Tuesday went by, and I could not love my work more. But on Wednesday night was the night that changed my life pretty much. It was a pretty quiet night, no alarms or anything. At about 2 a.m., I was driving up towards the cemetery and parked outside the graveyard.At this cemetery, I had to walk the grounds to see if everything looked okay. Sometimes, drunken people take the chance to get a good night's sleep around the gravestones. At this cemetery, there was a small building that I had to enter and use this device that documents my presence. When you enter the doorway, you turn right and then there's a long hallway with three doors. One of these doors,led downstairs to the basement, where they keep the dead that are going to be buried in the coming days or so. When I passed that door, I told myself that I was lucky that I didn't have to go down there. At the end of the hallway, you enter an office, and that's where the device is placed. I draw my card through the device, and I was free to leave the building. While I was walking back up the hallway,I saw a note posted on the wall. I stopped and started reading it.那个周一起初一切正常，我四处转悠，享受着夜晚工作的乐趣。周二顺利过完，我真是太喜欢我的工作了。周三晚上是改变我人生的一晚，那晚很太平，警报什么的都没响。大约凌晨两点的时候，我开车到了公墓，把车停在墓地之外，部队穿过墓地以确保一切正常。有时候会有醉汉抓住机会在墓碑旁睡上一整晚。公墓中有个小房子，我得进到里面去，用刷卡机记录下我到此处的时间。进门后右拐会看到一个有三扇门的走廊，其中一扇门通向楼下的地下室，那是用来停放第二间或近日即将入土的死人的。我经过那扇门的时候，暗自庆幸自己不用到地下室去。走廊尽头有间办公室，刷卡机就放在里面，我划完卡就可以离开那屋子了。沿着走廊往回走的时候，看见墙上贴着一张纸，我停住脚步，开始读上面的内容。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
Everything started as planned on that Monday.
那个周一起初一切正常。
I did my rounds.And I was just enjoying working at night.
我四处转悠，享受着夜晚工作的乐趣。
Tuesday went by, and I could not love my work more.
周二顺利过完，我真是太喜欢我的工作了。
But on Wednesday night was the night that changed my life pretty much.
周三晚上是改变我人生的一晚。
It was a pretty quiet night, no alarms or anything.
那晚很太平，警报什么的都没响。
At about 2 a.m., I was driving up towards the cemetery and parked outside the graveyard.
大约凌晨两点的时候，我开车到了公墓，把车停在墓地之外。
At this cemetery, I had to walk the grounds to see if everything looked okay.
我得穿过墓地以确保一切正常。
sometimes drunken people take the chance to get a good night's sleep around the gravestones.
有时候会有醉汉抓住机会在墓碑旁睡上一整晚。
At this cemetery, there was a small building that I had to enter and use this device that documents my presence.
公墓中有个小房子，我得进到里面去，用刷卡机记录下我到此处的时间。
When you enter the doorway, you turn right, and then there's a long hallway with three doors.
进门后右拐，会看到一个有三扇门的走廊。
One of these doors led downstairs to the basement, where they keep the dead that are going to be buried in the coming days or so.
其中一扇门通向楼下的地下室，那是用来停放第二天或近日即将入土的死人的。
When I passed that door, I told myself that I was lucky that I didn't have to go down there.
我经过那扇门的时候，暗自庆幸自己不用到地下室去。
At the end of the hallway, you enter an office, and that's where the device is placed.
走廊尽头有间办公室，刷卡机就放在里边。
I draw my card through the device, and I was free to leave the building.
我划完卡就可以离开那个屋子了。
While I was walking back up the hallway, I saw a note posted on the wall.
沿着走廊往回走的时候，看见墙上贴着一张纸。
I stopped and started reading it.
我停住脚步，开始读上面的内容。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Go by, 流逝、消失，相当于 pass。
我们经常会说时光流逝，就可以用这个词组。
Days go by slowly,
在口语当中这个词组还可以表示顺道拜访。来看个例子吧。
My parents were away when we went by last week.
上周去看望我的父母，他们恰巧不在家。
Take a chance,
抓住机会。我们也可以说 seize the chance. 比如说
She took the chance to go abroad.
她抓住机会出国了。
Chance 可以表示机会、时机。
比如我们可以形容一个很好的机会是
It's the chance of a lifetime.
是一生当中难得再遇到的机会。有时候有没有机会是由运气决定的。所以 chance 这个词也可以表示运气、侥幸的意思。例如
Chance makes me in a famous university.
我完全是因为运气才进入了这所名牌学府。英语当中有一个习惯表达法叫做 fat chance， 是不是机会很多的意思呢？其实不然，这个词组的意思是机会很少，甚至是完全没有机会。比如说，你学期结束发现挂科两门，沮丧地对同学说
：“There is a fat chance I will win the scholarship。”
我没什么希望拿到奖学金了。
Present，
到场，存在，出席。比如我们常说敬请光临，用英语说就是
Your presence is requested.
敬请光临。 In the presence of 面临着，在什么面前。比如说
He just keeps silent in the presence of the president.
在主席面前，他就是保持着沉默。 Presence 这个词还有一个意思，相信大家在恐怖故事里面经常可以看到，表示鬼魂、神灵。比如说
The doll is said to be possessed with presence.
这个娃娃据说被鬼附身。
Lead to,
意思就是通向。在英语当中有一句谚语，条条道路通罗马，我们就可以说
All roads lead to Rome.
再比如 This road leads to the hotel. 这条路通到旅馆。Lead to 这个固定搭配还可以表示导致。来看个例子。
Smoking can lead to lung cancer.
抽烟可能导致肺癌。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一不识韩。